Welcome to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling. Do you believe you are capable of choosing your future? Sometimes it takes just one person to believe in you, for you to believe in yourself. If you find yourself continuing to say, someday I will take better care of myself, only to continue living the same day over and over and over again, then you, my friend, are in the right place. I am your biggest cheerleader, inspiring you to become you on purpose and with intention. Are you ready to create a life you love? I'm excited to share with you some big ideas that you can use today to inspire, impact, and influence your life and everyone in it. The Becoming You Show starts now. Hello, my friends. How was your week? Were you conscious of your thoughts? Were you a force of good? Were you intentional about how you showed up? Did you catch yourself in doubt? Were you willing to be wrong? All of these are opportunities to live abundantly, joyfully, and intentionally. And we're going to go even deeper today if you're ready. I talked through all of them last week, how I wanted abundance for each and every one of you by saying yes. Yes to conscious thinking. Yes to your being. Yes to your relationships. Yes to you being a force of good. Yes to you taking personal responsibility, to being wrong, and to your knowing. Today, I'm going to add just one more yes for you to consider, and that is saying yes to self-discovery, to self-improvement, and self-mastery. Yes to the study of self. We, you and I together today, are going to be selfologists. Now, I know selfology is not a word, nor its ist form, but if you've been listening to me for a while, you know that I make words up all the time. My family calls it Leah-ish. Anyway, it's Leah speak. But what do I mean by selfology? To me, selfology is the study of self. When you get crystal clear about who you are, you can transform your life. How can you improve yourself if you don't know yourself? Because when you know who you are, you know what to do. I say this every single time. This is the work of personal development, self-improvement, self-mastery. You got to know who you are. It's only when you know who you are that you can unlock that power within. The power, I believe, is from tapping into your mind. It is in the knowing that the problem that you think is the problem is not actually the problem. So there are four areas of self that, when questioned and observed, facilitate this creation of the results in your life, the manifestation of your best self. So all of these areas of self are founded in this common notion that we operate from a place of sincere, unconditional love and acceptance of where we are right now, and leverage the power of our minds to transform who we want to become. So as we study self, we need to be open and aware of the way that we think, the stories that we hold true, and the beliefs that we honor. We need to question all of it. So these explorative questions that I'm going to get to in just a minute will help you transform the way you think about your life, the way that you identify your authentic truth, and encourage and inspire the unconditional love that is there. The questions are the journey. The destination, I like to think, at least for myself, is unconditional love for the world. If you didn't know this about me, that is my end goal. I don't know, it's doubtful that I will get there in this lifetime, but that is the goal for me, unconditional love for myself and for the world. But there are a few things that I want you to believe fully before we continue the exploration, all right? One, there are five beliefs. Okay, the first belief is you must believe that change and transformation and better living is possible. I'm not even suggesting that you've had it or that you believe in it unconditionally. I just want it to be a possibility for your conscious to choose from. The second thing, you must believe that you are coachable, meaning that you're willing and open to be curious about it all, or at least interested in finding out how you could be more willing and open and curious about it all. The third belief is that you must believe that you can and will be willing to be intuitive. We're all intuitive. We all have that gift. So many people tell me, I'm just not intuitive, Leah. Yes, you are. I promise you, you are. You just haven't been listening to yourself. All of us are intuitive beings. Intuitives don't just get this special gift. They've tapped into the gift that's theirs, that's yours. No one knows you better than you. So we have to not only tap into that intuition that's ours, but we have to trust it. Number four, you must believe and be willing to explore the areas of self with vulnerability and honesty. And lastly, you have to believe and be open to the prescription of what is needed, necessary, and required to achieve the self-awareness, self-acceptance, and self-love. Okay? So two more things before we get into the transformational truths of self. One, no judgment. We are going to check in where we are, just like a GPS on your phone checks in. It wants to know where you are right now and where you want to go. It doesn't shame you for not knowing how to get there. It doesn't shame you for not being there already. It doesn't shame you for asking the question in the first place. It simply wants to know where you are so that it can provide you with the best, fastest, and most efficient way to get where you want to go. That is what we're going to do today. Okay. Secondly, if you can, maybe you take some notes on this one. It's going to be question heavy. I'm going to be asking you a lot of what I believe to be thought-provoking questions. These are the same thought-provoking questions that I ask of myself so that I can get to know me a little bit better, so that I can really trust and honor my own intuition that you get to think about and contemplate on and journal on for your own self-discovery and self-mastery. So here we go. Starting with physical self, okay? Transformational truth number one. Either you are truly fit and vibrant with this sense of aliveness, or you're not. And I'm not saying that you're either a 10 or a 1. I'm just saying that we get to get there. Like, that's the journey. So are you living a healthy, vibrant, energetically fit life? Again, only you can define and defend and own the truth of this question. Do you have good nutrition and exercise habits? Do you invest time and money and energy into taking excellent care of your body? Do you do what you know? Are you happy with your level of physical health? How compliant are you with your coaches' recommendations and protocols? What bad habits do you need to release? What habits do you need to continue to cultivate? How are your energy levels? Is anything keeping you from sleeping well? Have you set up sleeping protocols? Are you going to bed unplugged for at least an hour? No screen time, no work. Are you not eating a couple of hours, at least, at minimum, before you go to bed so that you can optimize your REM sleep hormonally and chemically? How much do you prioritize your physical health? Do you plan it? I mean, if I were to sneak a peek at your calendar, would I see how you manage your movement and your meals? Would I see that in there? If it's a priority, are you willing to be disappointed? Or do you just think that you're just going to be disappointed ahead of time? Because for whatever reason, you're thinking, you don't believe that success is available to you in this area. You've tried to lose weight. You've tried to get healthy and nothing seems to work. How do you feel about aging? Is this something that you're going to do gracefully or begrudgingly? What do you believe about your genetics and how your genes affect your health? Do you believe that it's just in my genetics that I can't be healthy, fit, vibrant, with this sense of aliveness? What do you tell yourself about dieting and weight loss? What are your beliefs about health in general? What are your beliefs about your body's innate ability to heal itself? Do you believe it's possible? How is your childhood affecting your struggle? How do you support your own health? How do you practice breathing and presence? Are you supplementing where you have deficiencies? Do you even know what deficiencies you have? Are you living where you intuitively want to live? When you look at your surroundings, do you love what you see? Are you surrounded by beauty? How healthy is your environment? What environmental exposures might be affecting your health? What efforts do you make to reduce the toxic load on your body caused by environment and products and lotions and fragrances and plug-ins and cleaners? I'm always amazed when I see people using body lotion that is riddled in chemicals, and your skin is your biggest organ of your body. We need to take care of what we put all over it, right? Plug-ins and cleaners that we clean our house with, are they loaded with toxic chemicals? Have you thought about it that way? Or is it just because they smell really nice and they clean really well and so be it? I'm not here to judge. I'm just bringing some awareness to you. I had a client once that was saying that she constantly had headaches. She'd gone to the doctor. She'd gone to the chiropractor. She did acupuncture. I mean, she did all of the things. And so I just went back down to the very basics. Like, what are you using for your hair, for your shampoo, your conditioner? What are you using for your lotions? Do you have Glad plugins everywhere? Do you have those trees hanging in your car for fragrance and smells? What about your candles? And we removed all of those chemically induced fragrance from her home and her car and her office. No more headaches. I just want you to explore all of the options. And yes, I have a lot of knowledge in the quantum medicine space, in the functional realm of intuitive healing, but that is all available for all of you. We just have to be on to ourselves. Do we know what our HRV is, right? What our heart rate variability is? Do we even know what that is? Are we hydrated? So when we are designers of our life, because we are, we can determine not only our mindset, but goals and habits for this area of self and for the other ones that I'm going to get to. What do you want or not want in this physical area of self? What do you want for your exercise regimen? What do you want for your nutrition? What do you want for your hydration and your sleep and your supplements and your breath? What do you want for your intimacy your maybe your aromatherapy, your environment, your chiropractic care, your home, right? These all go under physical self. These are all transformational questions that, if answered, will reveal areas and opportunities for self-exploration and for growth. Number two, mental and emotional self. Okay, either you truly believe in yourself or you don't. Now, let me add to that. I totally get the ego offering up stories of not enough. It's one of our biggest fears, stories of unworth. We do not get our belief in ourself from our ego. We get our belief in ourself from our heart, from our intuitive center. You have to look there. We all have the part of our brain that wants to challenge our greatness. It is up to us to find the truth and believe in that. That truth would have you knowing that you are worthy, that you are enough, that you are fantastic, that you are capable of all things. It will have you knowing that it is going to be okay, better than okay. So here are some of the questions in this area of self. Do you unconditionally believe in yourself? And if not, what can we do every day to trust in ourselves, to trust in our knowing, to trust in our own enoughness, to know that our worth is set? What makes you happy? What makes you unhappy? Sometimes I ask this question, people don't know. People haven't even thought about what makes them happy because they're so busy trying to figure out what makes everybody else happy and trying so hard not to make anyone not happy. How much time do you spend engaging in negative conversations, like unkind gossip and criticism of another person? Or how much time do you spend in complaining? How much time in judgment? Are you willing to examine your mental health? What are you grateful for? Are you keeping a gratitude journal? And if not, could you challenge yourself to do just that one thing today? I'm going to challenge you with a lot of questions and a lot of opportunities for growth. By no means would I have you try to implement all of these things. Maybe you take one today, just one. Maybe you take one from each area of self. Maybe you take one from the area of self that you want to work on the most. But this one of gratitude, it can't be overstated. A gratitude practice, a mindset of gratitude, is the single best thing that you can do for hope in your life, in your future, and in others. Next question, do you get caught up in lack, in scarcity, rather than appreciating what you have? Guess what? A gratitude journal helps you get from lack to abundance. And if you missed my last couple of shows, they're all on abundance. What we need to say no to, what we need to say yes to. So catch those if you want to learn how to tap into the abundance that is your birthright. How strong is your inner critic? What do you tell yourself? Know that it's in your head. It's your ego, not what's true of yourself. Do you have healthy thoughts that shape your life and actions? Do you respect, love, and appreciate you? Similarly, you get to architect, you get to create your life by identifying your wants and your want nots for this area of self. Do you have practice and protocols and routines around daily affirmations, releasing negative beliefs, calming your inner critic, charting your moods, feeling your feelings, gratitude, self-forgiveness? Because remember, everything that we experience was of our making. Every single feeling, valid, yes, but we are the creators of it. So when we really think about forgiveness, forgiveness of self is a must, because we are the creators of that feeling, of whatever it is that we've experienced. Do you have a word of the day that you can anchor to that's going to help frame and set your day up for success. All right. Number three, connected self. This is the third transformational truth. Either your relationships are truly supporting you or they're not. Relationships with other people, your family, your friends, strangers, community, God, universe, relationships with yourself. Are your relationships supporting your authentic self? Or do they make you acclimate to accommodate? Are you doing a lot of people pleasing and pretending and fining? Do you have clear and open communication with your family and friends? Honest, vulnerable, talking about what you value, talking about what's important to you, talking about your goals? Who knows them? Who knows what you're looking to do and what you're looking to put out in this world? What, who inspires your intuition? Are you clear on what your soul and your heart wants to create? What makes you feel spiritually connected? What do you consider sacred for yourself? If you don't consider yourself religious or even believe in a higher power, are you finding other ways to nurture your spiritual self? Have you thought about what your thoughts and feelings are about religion? What negative thoughts do you have? What positive thoughts do you have? Have you ever thought about whether or not you feel more spiritual in a community or solo, in a church or in nature, in your prayer, in meditation? These are just questions that I'm asking to get you thinking about who you are, the very magnificent essence of who you might even want to become. Do you find yourself ever questioning whether or not you're worthy of experiencing a deeper connection with God, universe, or something bigger than yourself? How do you feel about your romantic life? How do you feel about your friends and your support network? Are there repetitive relationship patterns that continue to appear in your life? Can you check them? Can you diagnose them? They are your best teachers in that next conversation that you will have undoubtedly with that person. Is there someone that you need to forgive? Are you willing to forgive this person? Why or why not? It's worth exploring, right? How can and how do you feel love? How vulnerable are you willing to be with the people in your life? What obituary would you write if the people that you love died today? If I like to think about it like this, if my loved ones were to die, how much would I have left unsaid? In the context of your relationships, I want you to think about this one. Is there always somebody wrong and somebody right? How often do you feel maybe used, taken advantage of in your relationships? And are you willing to release that victim or savior role in order to heal, change, transform, and transition? What would you have? What would you change about the love in your life if you had a magic wand? These are all wants and whatnots for this area of self, this connected area of yourself. I want you to ask yourself, how could I be more connected with my family, with my friends, with my community, with my purpose, with my own intuition, with my own spiritual essence? How can I be more connected with my prayer or my meditation or my be states or my presence? How can I be more engaged with the world at large? The fourth and final area of self is personal self. Either you are being the person you want to be or you're not. And, And it's okay. There's no judgment. We just have to be on to ourselves about how we're operating. Are we operating from the 95% reactionary default programming? Or are we putting routines and systems and practices in place to live intentional and fully into the best of our ability? Are you waking up alive and engaged with the world and ready to serve greatly? How much are you willing to fully accept and unconditionally love yourself? If not, why? Are you more than okay with being imperfectly perfect? If not, why? Do you allow yourself to make mistakes? How well do you feel connected with your inner true self? Do you listen to your intuition? What truth in your life are you unwilling to face? This is a big one. Unwilling to share, unwilling to be vulnerable for what other people might think. Unwilling to set the truth free so that you can realize that whatever you did, whatever secret that you're keeping, whatever you didn't do that you feel like you should have done, whatever you are shaming yourself into secrecy about, can you get to the place where you believe that you could possibly believe that that was always supposed to happen? We think that if we shame ourselves in a deep pool of regret, that we won't make the same mistake again. And that is where we are wrong. Regret, shame do not have us stepping into our greatness. They have us hiding. Hiding your awesomeness is not stepping into it. Keeping it from the world as your scarlet letter, punishing yourself for whatever you think you shouldn't have done or maybe should have done, doesn't help you grow and move forward. Brightening the future with perspective and acceptance, it has you dulling and disregarding the gift that is you. What if you could find a person to share that one thing with? You know, that thing that you feel like you can't tell anyone? If you are suffering with that thing, please find one. Find anyone to share it with. Share it with me. Truly, grab one of my free calls and just free yourself from the burden of your blame once and for all. I promise you, it will be the very best thing that you do. Sharing is the first step to healing, and you can't heal what is not revealed. So maybe you think about that. What within you is holding you back? What needs to be set free? Maybe think about what your natural gifts are. Think about if someone handed you a microphone and put you in front of an audience, what could you say? What would you want to say? What could you talk about forever? There's so much that we can do in this personal side. When we think about our personal self, we think about money. What's our belief about money? We think about our finances. What limiting beliefs about your finance do you need to release? Think about what your relationship is with money, what your relationship is with your job, what's your relationship with your core values, what's your relationship with time? There's so much digging into this personal area of self. So be a selfologist, right? I know this was a lot of self-reflection. This is the study of self. We are complex beings, but this is how you master you. Becoming a selfologist and studying the essence of you every day is an opportunity to learn and discover new things about yourself, your physical self, your mental, your emotional self, your connected self, and your personal self. The path is the learning. Remember, the destination is unconditional freedom to love and honor and celebrate you, your purpose in the world and the world. I hope you have enjoyed this today. And if you have anyone in your life that might be struggling in theirs, maybe you forward this on to them. Knowing yourself is the best gift you can give, not only to yourself, but to the world. I know the power of the share. I know it well because when I shared, my secret, it opened up my entire life. If you have something or you know someone that is holding on to something from their past that they feel too ashamed, too embarrassed, too guilty, too regretful to share with anyone, book one of my slots. I promise you, there is nothing that I haven't heard. And every time that mere sharing starts the healing, I've seen it 1,000 times and I've witnessed it personally in my life. Can you believe in yourself to know that you are worthy and deserving of this peace of mind? It happened. Whatever you're holding on to in secrecy and blame, it was always supposed to. And if there's nothing that you can do about it in this now, then it deserves freedom from your head and freedom from your heart. Free it so that you can be free to live into your life. Have an amazing weekend, everyone. Master you. Be a selfologist. Understand and study the transformational truths. I talk a lot about productivity, but the best thing that you can ever produce is the very best version of you. Knowing you, honoring you, sharing the deepest secret in your heart will free you to live the life to the fullest possibility. Become unstoppable, my friends. See you soon. Bye.
You have been listening to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling, where I share big ideas to inspire, impact, and influence your life. Tune in every Friday at 11 Central on transformationtalkradio.com for your morning cup of coffee, the hug you never want to end, and that inspirational message that you felt was written just for you. Each show is inspiring you to become you with purpose and intention. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.